Morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
All right. I'm going to personally invite you to get up on a stump and tell our listeners why they need to get out and vote for this millage.
Well, it's about the safety of our community, Tony. You know, I've cut for 5 years without really affecting police and fire. We've cut about $47 million in deficit over the last 5 years. I come to voters not as a first resort, but as a last resort. The budget that I submitted to city council is the lowest budget in the city since 2001. So anybody that would say we're spending too much, you know, that we have a spending problem as opposed to a revenue problem, I think is hard-pressed to make that case because we're trying to provide 2011 services with the 2001 budget. We have tightened and tightened and tightened our belts. We are spending less. I've cut my pay. I've doubled what I pay for health insurance. All my people are making less. We've got furlough days. We've closed golf courses. I've tried to prioritize and put, you know, keep in mind the priorities of the public. Public safety has been my top priority. I haven't lost one uniformed officer or firefighter. We've had no layoffs. I have more police on the streets today than when I first took office by reorganizing the department. So we have made public safety a priority, but I can't do it any longer. I can't insulate police and fire while I'm cutting the rest of the budget. I have a $20 million deficit, and the culprit in this, Tony, is the huge decline in property values. We can't cut fast enough. Between that and the loss of revenue sharing, which has been $40 million over the last 5 years, we just can't keep pace. And so I have to go to voters. We're going and asking voters to weigh in. This is their chance to determine the quality of life in the community. Without the millage, we'll lose about 120 police and firefighters. There's just nowhere else to turn. Police and fire is over 50% of the budget. So I can't cut $20 million. I wouldn't have anything left in other departments, in other areas of the city.
John Pollard, who is with the No More Taxes Committee, says that if you wouldn't have been running for governor, for which you said you weren't going to run for another office, if you wouldn't have been running for governor, we wouldn't be as in deep a hole. How would you respond to that?
Well, John Pollard is hilarious. And John Pollard, if he thinks he can do a better job, he could run for, oh, that's right, he did run for office several times and lose. If this is a referendum on how voters, what voters think about John Pollard versus Virge Bernero, that's fine. But the real referendum is on the quality of life in this community. I have been leading here for 6 years with partners on the city council. We have balanced every budget. We have a AA credit rating. I've never taken my eye off the ball. I'm blessed to have a phenomenal team led by Jerry Ambrose, and we're in far better shape than most communities our size around the state. And very few mayors at this time can say that they have more police officers on the street than when they first took office. And we've done this during declining budgets. We are spending less and delivering more. But I just tell you, it has reached a point where it is no longer possible. It is not sustainable because of the huge losses in revenue. We are spending at 2001 levels and trying to provide 2011 services. Look at the cost of gas alone. I've had people tell me, well, look at, you know, I'm paying more for everything. Yes, and I certainly feel for you, and I am as well, but look at, I got to fill up the gas tanks of all those police cars, all those fire trucks, the salt trucks. If we don't do those things, there's no one else coming. If we don't answer your 911 call, there is no one else coming. If we don't fill the potholes, if we don't salt the streets, if we don't shovel the streets, there's no one else coming. So that's what's at stake. And I ask people to consider, look at the job I've done. You know, I've been very frugal. I have not come to you. Every year in the past, there were people that said, raise taxes, raise taxes. I said, no, no, no. Now we've reached a critical juncture. I cannot keep up with this loss in property tax revenue. And still keep this in mind. We're still going to have a $10 million deficit after this millage. So we're still going to be tightening our belts. We're not going to be sitting with our feet on the desk saying, oh, man, the crisis has passed. We're going to continue to have to find efficiencies and to look for consolidation, but this will fill the vital holes so we won't have to close 3 fire stations, so we won't have to lose all those officers, the officers in the neighborhoods, the officers in the schools, the preventative work that is so important to police work. We will be able to do the vital work and answer the 911 calls.
Mayor John Pollard says that the city of Ann Arbor, which is larger than Lansing, has a smaller, more efficient, and obviously it costs less to operate their fire department as opposed to us here in Lansing. You think his information is correct?
Well, I think John Pollard should get a life. You know, what is he an expert in? It's neither here nor there. But if you want to talk about Ann Arbor, I'll be happy to talk about Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Flint. We ain't any of those cities. You know, Flint spends a lot less money than us on police. Guess what? Their crime is a whole hell of a lot higher. So if you want to look like Flint, absolutely. We can cut the budget. Now, I don't mean to beat up on Flint. I'm just telling you, they have cut to the bone. They have lost police officers. We have not. We've reorganized the department. We're spending less, and we have more officers on the street. I don't want to lose that. Crime is not going up in Lansing. We have plateaued at worst, and in some areas down, even in a tough economy. Ann Arbor has the University of Michigan in the middle of the city. It's about 60% of the land mass, if I'm not mistaken. And U of M has a huge police department. We don't have Michigan State University in the center of Lansing, okay? They're down the road, but the fact is we are the best-trained, best-equipped police department in the region. And if you want to lose that, we can lose it. It would be very unfortunate. I think for a few more dollars, and by the way, most people are getting a tax cut, Tony. 2/3 of people, even with the millage, will still see their taxes go down. The question is, are you willing to pay a little more? Are you willing to give away a little bit of that tax cut that you'd be getting in order to keep your family safe? For me, it's a no-brainer. I want to know that when I call 911, that there's going to be the kind of rapid response that we have, that people are accustomed to, that people deserve in the city of Lansing. I don't want to lose that.
All right, finally, Mayor, let's set aside this budget that we're talking about. Let's say you get it balanced and we move on. And I know you're not going to have exact numbers and exact figures, but from what you know, what's the future look like?
Well, I mean, I have exact numbers of my budget for this year, and I have the exact numbers that will be generated by the millage, and I can guarantee you that every dime will be dedicated to police, fire, and a little bit for roads. That's what's spelled out in the millage question. That's what the city council is committed to. That's what I'm committed to. As far as what the future holds in terms of what we get from the state and where we're, you know, where the income tax revenue is going to be and so on, of course, I don't have an economic crystal ball. Even the best, so-called best economist around can't tell us what's going to happen. I certainly hope we're going to have a rebound. I'm fighting every day. Our economic team, led by Bob Trezise, who's a phenomenal guy, doing a great job, his whole department, we're working every day to bring jobs and opportunity to Lansing. I'm hopeful that we can convince the gentleman across the street to work with us on some of these economic incentives, which are absolutely crucial to bringing economic development to the inner city. The brownfield credit, the historic tax credit, some of these things. I'm hoping that we see continued cooperation and collaboration with the state. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation has been a great partner with us in the past. However, I'm deeply concerned about some of the changes, some of the policy changes by the administration right now, saying we're going to wipe out these incentives, which have been crucial to developing and get redevelopment in the inner city. You got to realize, in cities, we have contamination. We have obsolete properties. That's what these tax credits were designed for, to bring economic resurgence to cities, and they've been working. We can't have this administration throw out the baby with the bathwater. That's one of the greatest challenges we face in terms of urban renewal in this city and cities across the state.
All right, Mayor, I've got 30 seconds left. Any reaction to what's going on with the Lansing School District? Are you afraid that an emergency financial manager is going to be sent in there?
I am deeply concerned about that, and stay tuned. I'll be saying more soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Mayor.
Thanks, Tony.